Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift, and I am he, and he is I, Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American. National champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. The first lady of Atlanta baseball. The queen of improv. A cornbread eating Miss Allie Mack in the house. And over there, he's no longer driving a Jeep. I think he might be driving a Ford Focus. I don't know. He's a creepy waver and an Eagles fan, Mr. Dylan Dallon Matthews. Our forces combined. We are the only sports talk radio show in this market that is on from 6 to 9 a.m. or, you know, it just starts at 6 a.m. that actually knows what happens in sports in our city and just doesn't go with ridiculous narratives. Good morning, everyone.
That's a low bar.
I mean, hey, you know what? The bar is low, but we're over it. So that's all that matters. I don't care.
The only ridiculous narrative that you guys run with is that I'm an Eagles fan.
That's not ridiculous, Dylan. You know, I wake up, and I know you're going to get to the headlines, Allie, but I wake up to what is seemingly another clutch moment by Freddie Freeman in the World Series. But I'd like to remind you that he also went to the plate 7 times, and probably 4 of those times he could have won the game at any point. And it took him to like the 5th try to do it, but he still did it. And it frustrates me that he's doing it in L.A.
I agree with that. Otani's supposed to pitch today. And he played the entire game last night. I think he got on base 8 times.
4 walks.
Yeah. They walked him a bunch.
I'm just looking at it that I'm going, this guy just hitting an 18-inning game, and he's about to start a game in the World Series in like 18 hours. Like, is there no concern for this? You know what I mean? Like, anyways.
I think both teams, you know, had to play a lot of guys that True. They weren't expecting to, that are now going to have to turn around and play like 5 minutes later.
It's just weird because I feel like, and I don't remember exact instances of this, but I feel like if you would have gone 18 innings, like Bobby Cox back in the day is like probably sending like Smoltz home, like in the 10th.
Yeah.
Hey man, you need to go get a good night's sleep. Just go ahead and head home. And he wasn't even hitting or running the bases. And yet, here we are in the World Series. And I get it, man. All hands on deck. Like, you got to play all your best players. And Otani, I have no doubt, will rise to the occasion. It's just interesting to watch.
Don't kid yourself. John Smoltz was on third when Otis Nixon bunted against the Blue Jays in the World Series to end that series. So, I'm not sure if he was pitching. If he would have pitched in what would have been Game 7, if I'm not mistaken. Because I think that was a 6-game series. But he was standing on third. So he was running those bases. 19 pitchers used last night.
Goodness gracious. I was leaving this morning. Grant was like, I promise I didn't come to bed because of the World Series. Because it didn't end till like 2:30 in the morning. So he knew my alarm was going to go off like an hour later. So he just didn't bother coming upstairs.
I don't blame him.
No, no. It was very smart. He's a smart man. All right, let's catch you up on what's been going on since we last got to chat. The Hawks did lose last night to the Bulls, 128-123. They play the Nets tomorrow. Pregame is at 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip-off set for 7:30. Chiefs beat the Commanders in Monday Night Football, 28-7. Ravens QB Lamar Jackson is expected to return for Thursday Night Football against Miami. Yes, like we just talked about, Freddie Freeman does it again. World Series is now 2-1 Dodgers ahead of the Blue Jays after Freddie Freeman walked it off in the 18-inning game. A final score was 6-5. It only took 6 hours and 39 minutes. They got to play again tonight. Game 4 is at 8 o'clock. How annoyed would you be, though, if you were there and you can't buy a beer after the 7th inning?
Ridiculous.
That's so much time.
Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous.
I mean, I feel like in baseball, concession stands start to kind of wind down, right?
After the 7th inning. That's when they shut down,
As a whole, not just beer, right? I know beer shuts down, but I'm just wonder like how much you're running a full operation of a concession stand.
Especially nowadays when games just don't go to 12 innings, you know?
So, and I'm not saying you couldn't, and I'm not trying to, create a story that's not, but like how much was, if I watched, was it 18 innings or something like that of baseball? I'm going to be hungry probably by inning 12 or, I'm probably hungry by 8th inning, honestly, because I'm like, hey, only another inning. I'm going to go home. I'm going to Waffle House on the way home or something. But, like, I just wonder how that worked for them. Were they completely closed in a lot of their concession stands? Or, it sucks that you can't buy beer. But is it still after the 7th inning in L.A. since it's, like, 3 hours ahead? And the game started at 8, so technically it started at like 5, and maybe, I don't know.
I guess it's a time of day thing. I think it's just everybody leaving.
I figured it was too, but but then when I started thinking about it, I was like, I wonder if, because they're in LA, they could do it differently. Oh, well, they got like legal weed out there, so they probably got other things to do.
If you do need some comedic relief regarding the World Series, check out CJ Nikowski's Twitter feed. He was tweeting all night, and he has one up that says, go one more inning without scoring. I dare you. I double dare you. So obviously, he was a little frustrated last night. But yesterday, we did hear from Raheem out in Flowery Branch after the 34-10 loss to the Dolphins. A lot of people looking for answers, including us, by the way, the good, the bad, and the ugly, will be coming up at 7 a.m. as assessed by Mike and Bo. But the main takeaway from Raheem's presser yesterday was he has confidence in Zach Robinson.
I got so much confidence in Zach. These guys are, I don't know what they're ranked in the National Football League as far as points. I mean, moving the ball and all that type of stuff. I know we can move the football. I know we got the ability to do those things. We've been ranked as high as 5, as low as whatever. But these guys can move the football. They got a great plan. They do a really good job. And we got a lot of confidence that we'll get it going. And we got to get going this week. Every time you ride the up and down roller coaster of have a good game, have a bad game, have a good game, have a bad game, those questions are always going to be there. Those are always fair in the business that we're in. So those are the things that you're always going to look at.
I understand what he's saying. This is an offense that can move the ball. And I think there is a lot of nuance to the flow of the game. When you look back at what this offense is known to do, I think that there was miscommunication up front. Bo, I think you brought it up yesterday. It was miscommunication up front to start the game with the run scheme, and they didn't really ever get a chance to kind of iron it out. That you kept if I add a tight end to the front of the formation or add two tight ends to the front of the formation or add one to the back, and then I motion and all the players on defense start to slide around, then all of a sudden there's questions do I have that guy? Do I have that guy? Do I have the safety rolling down in the box? And they tried to get it straightened out. And I think eventually they probably did, but it was too late. After you'd already messed it up 2 or 3 times in the first quarter, it was like, okay, well, we're going to have to throw the ball because we're down by so much.
Yeah, and I do know that they obviously made a correction going in the second half. I think it's frustrating because there's nothing Raheem was going to say yesterday short of saying I've made the decision to fire not only Zach Robinson but myself. That would have made most people happy, right? And so no matter what he said, it was going to sound like an excuse or, coach speak or whatever. But get that out of your head. That's fine. That's over there. The thing about you want to talk about what happened in the run game. What bothers me the most is when I hear people talking, they're like, well, we didn't try to run the football. We just gave up on it. And I think it's such a false narrative. You're down 17-3 at halftime. You come out and you go 3 and out. And then they go three and out. Now you get the ball and you're going down the field. And you fumble in the red area, which is a problematic area for us to begin with. You fumble. And they go down the field. They start moving the ball. They're running the football. And then they hit Waddle, right, for the big play. And 43-yard touchdown or whatever. And now it's 24-3 with about, what, 5 or 6 minutes left in the third quarter. So at that point on, there is no such thing as sticking with the run game. If you score going in and you don't fumble, now it's 17-10, your entire playbook is open. So when we talk about running the football, you didn't run the football effectively in the first half, which puts you behind the eight ball because that is your identity. And when you figured it, maybe you figured it out, right? By that point in time, it was too late.
Yeah.
And to what you're saying, but I think how the game plays out, that's why when people say they get frustrated, like, I don't care, don't stop telling me how the game played out. Well, how the game plays out is how everything happens to me. And so it sucks because you couldn't establish a run game, and they did some. And that's the other thing we got to remember. When teams say, Mike, I want you to explain this, because when teams say they gave us something we hadn't seen before, that's called an unscouted look. That doesn't mean you didn't prepare for what – you can only prepare to an extent of what they've shown you.
Sure. Yeah, no,
I mean, you have to understand that maybe there might be a way to try to stop you, right? But you can't come up with ways for other teams to stop you and be preparing for this out of because then you're
and it could be on anything. It really could be in any situation, any given time of the game. It could be on any kind of formation. It could be on third and one. You could have had your goal line, and usually your goal line short yardage package is put in separately from the rest of the offensive game plan. Like you get to Thursday or Friday, and you go, okay, here's what they run in short yardage. All right, here's the defense they're going to be in, 6-2, 4-4, whatever it may be, like that bear package, 5-2, like whatever. And you say, okay, here's how we're going to attack them. And then you get in your first short yardage play, and that's not what they're showing you. And then all of a sudden you're up at the line of scrimmage, play clock's ticking down, you're going, this might not work. You know, like, hey, we're going to create double teams along the line of scrimmage, and all of a sudden they've manned us up and we're just solo. And I think that's kind of what you're alluding to is, like, when you talk about unscouted looks, it's not necessarily like, oh, we came out on first down and they were in, you know, Tampa 2 instead of cover 3. Like,
yeah,
that's not exactly what it means. It could be any given play and any, you know, boom or bust play in the game where all of a sudden it throws your offense completely off the rails and you don't have time to kind of ricochet back from that.
And it happens on the other side, too. Offensively, they can show you something on defense you weren't scouted for. But that's not – I'm not saying, though – oh, make no mistake about this – I'm not saying that you shouldn't be trying to confuse them with new wrinkles in the offense and unscouted looks. I'm just saying that that's a cat and mouse game. And when you hear unscouted, that doesn't mean, well, they weren't prepared. It means they changed the game of what they were doing specifically to stop you or hurt you.
Make no bones about it either. It's up to the coaches to make sure that those kind of things don't happen. I'm moving this player around. I'm moving that player around. You always start with the worst case scenario, and you work backwards from there if you're an offensive coach.
Well, I got to say, I saw Zeno's tweet yesterday with the empty podium up at Flowery Branch ahead of the presser, and I just thought, man, that's one spot I would not want to be in today.
Nope. No, thank you.
Would not want to be there. But Raheem did get into some more things going on with the team. There could be a competition on the O-line. We're going to talk about that next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
6:24. Good morning. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to get into some more audio from Raheem Morris's presser yesterday out in Flowery Branch. But guys, we're on the move again this Friday. You realize this?
Can't wait.
This Friday is Halloween, by the way.
Ding.
So you can come out and see us and get all the candy for your trick-or-treaters at Publix on Ponce de Leon in Decatur for a special broadcast. Come in, pick up your supplies for the weekend, your football party. Come say hello to us as we broadcast live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. So I have a question, though, because it is on Halloween. Neither of you are going to dress up, are you?
Kind of. We're going to take the golf cart.
Are you at the store?
For the broadcast, yeah. Are you going to dress up?
Oh, no.
I was looking at you going, you're lying.
I thought you meant Halloween. I was like, well, yeah, I gotta, we're going to drive around.
Friday's Halloween.
Yeah, no, I'm not dressing up for the show. I mean, I'll go as
a Falcons fan?
Yeah.
Well,
a Florida fan?
Well, I would just have a sad emoji face on for both.
There's so many jokes in there. Like, you go, you know. Nightmare situations.
Yeah.
You can go as, you know, Zach Robinson's contract. You can go as a bunch of different things. You can go as John Robinson's, you know, rushing total last week. And just, it's just all scary stuff. You know what I mean? It's nightmare fuel. So there's that.
I'm very interested about this weekend already. Like, just like, cause I'm going to be traveling. So I get to watch Florida, Georgia on a plane and then go to New England. I've been to that Foxborough once, and it was the year after 28-3.
Sure.
And it was like fog over the stadium. It was a bad game. It was not very fun. Sark ran a speed, the little handoff to the wide receiver.
Yeah, a little speed sweep.
Speed sweep right there at the goal line, and it was blown up.
Yeah, that's not good.
Just such an awful game. So I'm curious. I wonder if we can, you know, really get some demons out. Just exercise some demons. Go up there and win. Finally beat New England because we haven't beat them in seemingly forever. And, you know, just feel better about yourself.
That'd be great.
So basically, if I dress up, I'm going to be the only one.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Well,
took a while to get to that moment. Yes, I think that you will be the only one at Publix. I don't think that I do have a costume, but I don't think I'll be wearing it. It's okay. Very low key, just okay. A Where's Waldo costume.
I have glasses and beanie. I have a costume that would be comfortable enough to wear. However, I feel like somehow it would be turned into like Squid Nation fandom, so I don't want to wear it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
It's a Squid Game tracksuit.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I can't do that.
Yeah, leave that out there.
All right, well, come see us on Friday, Publix, 6 to 9. All right, like you mentioned, we've got a big game coming up, and I know you two have been reviewing film from Sunday. Obviously, a frustrating loss to Miami. I'm sure the more you watch, the more questions you have. And we did get a few answers out of Raheem Morris yesterday up at Flowery Branch. He spoke to the media yesterday. Here he is talking about a competition forming at some spots on the O-line.
Up front, I mean, you always got to consider competition, right? We almost do that every single position, every single time. You know, obviously we got Storm coming back with Elijah. You know, obviously we got people inside that we can rotate in there with a Hinton's, play some snap for us, Gwinny, get some opportunities. We got to always have some high level competition. But you know, with that being said, these five guys that we got out there playing for us is giving us a lot in those big time moments. We're talking about Minnesota, we're talking about Buffalo. They've shown that they can do it at a high level as well.
You want to hear me? I'm starting to learn how to speak coach because Bo has kind of taught me coach speak. All right. So this is what I hear
when I hear these
press conferences. Yeah. Well, on this end of it, yeah. I hear the coach speak that you usually hear towards the football team. But here's what I hear that Reem just said. Matthew Bergeron's been our best lineman this year overall. And Jake and Chris Lindstrom make too much money to ride the pine. And they're not playing good as a unit right now. So we're going to take a look at Storm at right tackle. And Ryan Neusel better play better, at least with his communication, or he's going to be on the pine as well. And I don't necessarily disagree. I don't know that it stinks because I don't know that money-wise that should hold you back from making changes, but it always does in the NFL. Chris Lindstrom is a very good player with what we do, as is Jake. Ryan Neusel has been very good when he knows who to block, but there has been a lot of communication issues on the offensive line, and that always is going to fall back on the center. And obviously he's going to wear that. So I'll be curious to see what they do with the rotation. I think we've talked about Storm Norton a number of times and Elijah Wilkinson. I thought Elijah Wilkinson had a great bounce back game in a lot of different ways. I don't think he played extremely well, but he played much better this week than he did a week ago, especially in pass protection. And so I think that that's at least something feeling a competition moving forward. If he had played another game this week like he did against San Fran, you'd just be talking about, okay, Storm Norton's going to slot back in.
Yeah.
But it just is what it is.
I was afraid with Jalen Phillips coming in that I didn't know if he could block Jalen Phillips.
Yeah.
And I thought he did. I agree with you. I think in pass protection he did all right. You know, there was the sack that we've debated where Bijan was picking up of the blitz, and this felt like Kirk Cousins had his set when he dropped back to pass was very shallow, and it kind of threw Bijan in an awkward place to step up. I'm going to say something. I don't think Ryan Neusel's been great, but I think he's had a couple of decent games. But I think he's one of the reasons why you don't see more short yardage stuff interior, because I don't think he handles it very well. I'm not sure he's a guy that can, you know, that's the center you want a quarterback sneak behind, and I think that limits you right there. I'm not trying to be that guy. I just think that's the truth. But the reality is there is nothing I've seen in 3 years that makes me think Jovan Gwynn is better or capable.
No, I agree with that.
I'm all for the competition, and I'm fine with Storm Norton coming in. I think Storm Norton needs to get reps because Jake is struggling. I'm not saying Jake was the top left tackle in the NFL before his injury, but I know he is severely limited at times with that ankle, and you know that as well. High ankle sprain to play a week later. That's not even a week later, 6 days later. That's something,
tough.
Dude.
That was crazy.
And so I hope it's getting better, but I just think that's hampering him a little bit. And I'll get to some other. There are a couple other guys in the blocking game that were when we get the good and the bad, the ugly, that were on my list that had performances we need to talk about.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I'm just curious. I don't agree with you really about the Ryan Neusel thing on the quarterback sneak. I think that's got a lot more to do with the quarterbacks than it does the actual center. And I guess my reasoning behind that would be I don't know how we'd know otherwise because we don't run it, and it's not like something you practice. It's just you can't practice quarterback sneak, and we never run quarterback sneak. So I don't know how we know if Ryan Neusel is a problem or not in quarterback sneak.
Well, I can tell you that when he's there, go look at how at times when they ran against Tampa and Vita Vea, and I know Vita Vea is a special guy, but
yeah, I was going to say that's a bit unfair.
You know, you got your ass whipped up front a couple of times in those type of situations. Washington did
short yardage,
yeah,
short yardage.
I don't think you trust it. I don't think you trust him coming off the ball and getting just enough push and not maybe getting your quarterback's head blown up in that instance or getting shoved back. I'm not saying it's completely all Neusel, because I don't think you're good as a whole up front on short yard situations, but I do think it adds into it. That's just my thought. I mean, I could be wrong. You're the.
I think is my point. You could be right, but we don't know.
We
don't ever see quarterback. Actually, we saw a quarterback sneak this past weekend to get off the backed up goal line and so they could punt.
You know who he went behind?
I'm sure he probably went behind Bergeron.
Exactly. I'm not criticizing.
But I think that's making
funny.
The point that I'm trying to make is like we don't know if Ryan Newsel is good or bad in it. And usually it's not just as easy as saying a nose guard against a center. It always works out differently than that. But I understand what you mean.
I think that they're. I guess let me put it this way. They don't trust it. So therefore they don't do it. And when they did do it, they did go behind who we. And it was you were on this first, who's been the best offensive lineman. It's funny because Chris Lindstrom gets all the flowers, but Bergeron's been the best guard on the team.
And not only that, but he's been the emotional leader of that offense. And I think he had to play more of that part or should have played more of that part with Drake London out because Drake London's the other guy. This offense did not have an emotional like pulse on Sunday. They just didn't.
Can I ask you something real quick? And
sure.
I don't want to go off on a tangent. I know we got to go to break. And I'm getting the look from Allie already.
Not even looking at you.
Yep.
But is it bother you at times that maybe Penix is too just even kill? Like, every once in a while you want to, like...
Sure.
Like, because I think a quarterback is a fine line. Like, I don't necessarily need the Tom Brady screaming in the Baker Mayfield at times, but every once in a while, I'd like to see the leader of the offense. I don't care how many games you started. Just go and get after some guys.
I think it's a fine line. I think he's still young. We can't say, oh, well, he's still a rookie and it's only his ninth start and then expect him to be a vocal leader at the same time. It just doesn't work like that.
I think
he's still very young inside of this offense, and I think that eventually he will get there. But I think right now there's so many other veteran leader presence people on this offense that he's like, I will heed to you and hopefully just get you the ball.
But I wholeheartedly believe there's a complete difference in being able to read a defense like you've been in the league 5 years and being the passionate player that every once in a while unloads when things aren't going right.
I think it's interesting you said he's even keeled because I feel like you can see it on his face, whether it's going to be a good game or a bad game.
Wow, really?
Before
the game starts, you think you can read him?
Within the first 2 minutes, I can tell which way it's going to go.
Man, will you text me and let me know?
Yeah, me too, because I'd like to bet some second halves.
I would love to hear what you have to say 2 minutes into the game Sunday.
We'll figure it out. All right, the good, the bad, and the ugly will be coming up at 7. Mike and Bo are tasked with figuring out a different one for each category. Difficult job this week to pick out something good. That'll be coming up at 7. Coming up, Lane Kiffin has entered the head coach chat, and we've got my Mac drop. Last night's World Series game went back and forth for 18 innings. So we'll play a round of back and forth right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. If you are looking for a game tonight, head up to Kennesaw State. They're playing UTEP tonight at home, 8 o'clock. Now, Kirby Smart has weighed in on LSU firing head coach Brian Kelly.
There's so much built around the playoffs, and it's like everything's boom or bust, and you can't have a normal season. People got to make decisions earlier based on how somebody does, and I don't know enough about it. I know it's high expectations. I coached at LSU, and guy once told me, he said, that office you're in, that's not your office. You're borrowing it. And I knew right then that if you didn't win, you wouldn't be there long.
Wow. Such a great line.
So good.
I think Kirby is in an office that he owns right now. I don't think he has any worries.
I think he's solid.
Yeah.
Was that buyout $100 million?
Dude, it is funny how when some coaches are fired, there is these heartwarming stories of everything that how great the coach was for you. And then when other coaches are fired, Brian Kelly, there are stories about how mistreated they felt by said coach.
Yeah.
And I was reading a few yesterday, and there is zero love.
I hate that.
Loss for Brian Kelly.
I hate that, dude. I get it. We have sour feelings about the guy if he treats us wrong. But the bottom line is, if he had won more games, we would never have these conversations.
Yes, that's fair. That's very it's right. It's right. But don't you know, when he left Notre Dame, it was on his own accord to come down here, and there were the same stories. You know, you're always going to hear about the incident with the scissor lift. You're always going to, and then other people were talking about how they didn't like, you know, how they felt. There was a player that came out from LSU was like, yeah, I was doing well, blah, blah, blah. I got injured and I couldn't continue my career. I never heard from the guy again.
There's a video circulating of him putting hands on some staffer on the sideline. I can't remember what that situation was, but that was about 10 years ago. Like I said, if he wins more games, we're never having this conversation, but he's an easy target right now.
He's an easy target, but he also he's made it that way. I mean, he has made probably it that fair. Way. The way you treat people does, I mean, you know, it affects you. I mean, it definitely affects how things go for you.
Allie, it's the whole thing where the way you treat people on the way up comes back tenfold on the way down.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, the one silver lining in radio when you get fired is like, with this outrage on social media, like, where did Allie go? And he's not getting that right now.
No, yeah. he's getting, no. Thank God that he's gone.
Yeah, ding dong, the witch is dead, is what they're saying down there right now.
And there's, look, Mike's not wrong. If he won, he'd be our a-hole that we love. As an LSU fan would say that. But the reality is he's not, and he was a fraud the whole time with my family, and, you know, I'm tired of being here again and all that crap. So, toodles.
So Lane Kiffin, his name has been popping up everywhere with the head coach openings there are with Florida, LSU. He spoke yesterday about how he's addressing this with his team.
I just mentioned it to him yesterday. You know, that's a product of having a program with a lot of players and coaches doing a really good job. And I wouldn't even mention it because they've been through this every year, probably 4 years in a row. But we had so many new players, I just told them, hey, guys, this is what happens around here because we win games and people like the style that we play in. So that is all about a compliment to the players.
Well, and he did say also to the Pat McAfee show that he's never made a decision based off money and he never will.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Right now, there's a couple people at Florida and Baton Rouge going, all right, bet.
Yeah.
Bet.
Let's
see how many zeros we can line up.
So they're like, oh, really? So you'll be fine with, like, you know, making fifth most in college football or 10th most. You know who his father-in-law is? His father-in-law played at Florida. And I'm pretty sure that his wife went to Florida, or at least that they have money.
We're talking about exes, right?
No, I'm pretty sure him and his ex-wife got back together.
No way.
Layla, right? That's her name, Layla Kiffin?
I don't know. I'm not going to speculate on but now the Google fingers are twitching right now.
Well, let's go. I was Googling it
Allie,
yesterday.
Get on the Instagram. Let's go.
I was Googling it yesterday, and she's mentioned in an article related to him. So I'm pretty positive that they got back together.
Man.
Yeah. So,
didn't know that.
In July?
Here's an article from SI from 2 days ago.
Is this what? Lane are you Kiffin's, trying to tell me this is giving Florida fans hope right now? Dude, look at the look on his face.
I'm just
face.
Saying, man.
Look
I'm
at
just
the look
saying.
On his face. This is unbelievable that y'all have stooped to these levels at Florida at a prestigious university. And you're talking about his reunited ex-wife.
The
might be the reason.
Reconciled wife of the coach has been rooting for him at games all season.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
I'm just
you
saying.
You ought to be ashamed
of
yourself.
She even upstaged her daughter, Landry, in her Rebels fit.
Wow.
Maybe I need to click
when
on
was
this.
That? When was that?
It was 2 days ago.
Man.
Excuse me, 10 days. October 18th.
You okay. ought to be y'all well, that's ashamed the, of yourself in Gainesville.
October 18th is the article of the picture of her I'm looking at. But oh, wow. Okay.
I don't need to sit there and listen to this man make weird noises. He looks
while
pictures.
He's reading an article to himself.
Yes. Lord of mercy. Let's
just
go.
Saying, I mean, yeah, what are you going to do?
All right. Texas coach Steve Sarkisian is denying all reports that he is looking for an NFL job. I mean, he roasted it. He was just saying he was so upset that this report got out there.
We talked off air yesterday, but here's what happens. Like, Jimmy Sexton may want to stir the pot. He's based out of Tennessee. This report came out of the Tennessee Titans. Two low-level staffers from the agency and from the Titans are having a beer going, I think Steve would make that move. And all of a sudden, here we go with a freaking headline from some insider and this, that, and the other. It's ridiculous, but Steve Sarkisian has to understand that the coaches that have come before him have made this bed, and he's the one that has to bear the brunt of it because this is exactly what happens. And it's unfortunate, but that's where we're at in college football.
Yeah, I mean, so what? You're going to get paid probably out of it. It's not that big of a deal. It's really not that big of a deal. And I think he makes it a bigger deal by addressing it. I understand being irritated because it broke literally before a game. I get it. And then your team went out and played like, you know, I mean, they didn't play very well. And they ended up winning, and it was crazy because I think Miss State's got talent. But that's the real issue, is that they almost lost the game to Miss State, and then he has to come back and address it.
Is this one of those, like, doth protest too much? Because he got that upset about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think,
I mean,
I don't blame
guilty.
Him, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really don't blame him. And I get it, but you got to understand, he's recruiting his players every day at a play like Texas. So he has to get that message out. He can't just sit on his hands and say, well, I didn't even see that report. Like, he's got to get out in front of it.
Yeah, I think getting out in front of it with your locker room is just as important. But I think everywhere now you're recruiting your players every day. I think that's everywhere. But look, it's a little bit different now because there's only one transfer window.
Not the Tennessee Titans, you're not. Just throwing that out there.
All right, let's see if Mike, Bo, and Dylan's brains are firing on all cylinders this morning. If you aren't aware, the World Series went on for 18 innings last night in Game 3. Dodgers ended up winning. Freddie Freeman, of course, did it. We're all very excited for you, Freddie.
Nice work, Freddie.
Good job. Bring all that success to L.A. Anyway, we're going to play because it went back and forth for so, so many innings. So we're going to play a game of back and forth. It's going to go around the room. And I'm going to have you name different categories, different things in the categories, okay?
I'm so bad at this. All right, let's see what happens this time.
I'm locked in.
All right. Mike, you're going to start, then Bo, then Dylan. And we just go in a circle, okay?
All right.
All right, Mike, you're going to start with states.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri.
Alabama.
Florida.
Arkansas.
South Dakota.
Louisiana.
Texas.
North Carolina.
Tennessee.
Mississippi.
Hawaii.
Vermont.
Washington.
Maine.
New Jersey.
Oregon.
New York.
California.
Minnesota.
Nevada.
Hawaii.
Pennsylvania.
I already said Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Can I just say something? That was really good memory of you to remember what you said, because I have no clue what
I was
going to
say. I was going to say, I was trying to go with like random ones so I would remember if y'all said it. I was like, Vermont.
And that's the exact reason I said Hawaii.
I kept trying to go to regions, and then y'all kept invading my region, so I kept leaving to go to a different region.
Yeah, man.
I could see the fear starting up in Mike's eyes.
Oh, man, I'm so bad at this. I'm like,
I'm not going to lie. I was getting there, too. I was like, oh, I got to start thinking of some more.
I can't miss on a state. There's 50 of them. I mean, come on, man.
All right, let's go with fast food chains. Bo, you start.
Whataburger.
Chick-fil-A.
McDonald's.
Arby's.
Golden. Nope. Burger King.
Hardee's.
Crystals.
Carl's Jr.
Sonic.
Bojangles.
Checkers.
Wendy's.
KFC.
Del Taco.
Popeyes. Where did that come from, bro?
I had to pull it.
Taco Bell.
That was going to be my next one. Dang it. I don't know.
Dylan's out on that one.
Oh, man, that's bad. I'm glad that he didn't get one, because I'm over here going,
Dylan, you're starting this next one.
Okay.
NFL teams.
Falcons.
Eagles.
Buccaneers.
49ers.
Saints.
Panthers.
Dolphins.
Patriots.
Texans.
Eagles.
Already said.
Oh, it was?
Oh,
I didn't even notice. Dang it.
That's what you get. I did that on purpose.
I started off so good, too. And I was wondering, I was like, did one of them already say Eagles?
You cooked
trying to get me?
You cooked yourself.
It's just so ironic that you would say Eagles and then you doubled up. Right.
You cooked yourself.
We have time for one more round of back and forth. Mike, you're going to start this one.
Okay.
Foods you eat with your hands.
Pizza.
Celery.
Mozzarella sticks. And
hamburgers.
What's up, Doc?
This man says celery.
Wings.
Baby carrots.
Candy bar.
Chips.
Chicken fingers.
Crackers.
Chicken
fingers. Quit stalling and go.
Ham sandwich.
What?
Did someone say a sandwich yet?
No.
I don't think so.
Hershey's Kisses.
Isn't that?
You eat that with your hands.
It's
a food.
Potato wedges.
Why would you not just say French fries?
I don't know. Don't give them one.
No, that counts as French fries.
Okay,
it does count as French fries.
They're not the same thing.
I was going to use French fries.
They're not the same thing.
I'm glad we said that.
They're the same.
They're not the same, cookies. But that's a debate for another day.
That's a good one.
Donuts.
Oh, man. Pastries.
Huh?
Popcorn.
Okay.
Dried mango.
Wait, what?
That's
you eat it with your hands. Dried mango.
An apple.
Banana.
Orange.
Trail mix. I think we jumped the shark. I think we jumped the shark.
Ike and Mike's.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. That's not the name of that food.
Mike and Ike's, whatever.
All
you
right.
lose because that's not the name of that food.
That's not the name of it. That's not the name of it.
It is a name.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I just flipped it and reversed it. Mike and Ike's, whatever, the same thing.
Can't wait till Top 5 Tuesday.
If you enjoyed these shenanigans, 7:40 will be a treat for you because it is Top 5 Tuesday. Mike, you're in charge.
Yeah, I'm doing Top 5 Halloween candy bars.
Oh, okay, great.
You're not even going to, like, yes, it's going to be good. And you probably are going to hate it, but it's all right.
Who, me? Why don't you look at me?
Everybody.
Well, you just took mine from last week.
Yeah, you were about to talk.
I like it. I like that you went best.
I had to.
Like, I like that.
You had to flip it because it's Halloween week.
I'm glad you did. Good job.
Coming up, we're going to get back focused on sports. Mike and Bo are going to lay it out there, the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's game. It is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.